Laudato Jesus Christus, Vatican and World News.
Today, Saturday, May 4th, is the Feast of Saint Antonina, Martyr. And these are today's headlines. Pope Francis calls on Christians to rediscover devotion of reparation to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Diplomatic efforts are continuing as negotiators work for a ceasefire in Gaza, and scores of people have died as Brazil experiences the worst flooding the country has seen in decades. In the Vatican, I'm Christopher Wells. Pope Francis has highlighted the need to rediscover the Christian practice of reparation to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, which he said nowadays seems forgotten or considered obsolete. His remarks came as he met on Saturday with participants in a five-day international conference organized in Rome to mark the apparitions of the Heart of Jesus to St. Margaret Mary of Alacoque in Paray-le-Monial in France. St. Margaret Mary is known for introducing the devotion to the Sacred Heart in the late 17th century, a devotion that was later formally recognized and approved by Pope Clement XIII. Lisa Zangarini has this report.
Gathered in Rome around the theme Repairing the Irreparable, the some 150 participants in the conference are discussing the relevance of the practice of reparation to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, especially in the present context of the Catholic Church marked by the abuse scandals that have shaken the faith of many faithful. Welcoming the participants in the Clementine Hall, Pope Francis recalled that the concept of reparation is often found in the scriptures, but in the New Testament it takes the form of a spiritual process within the framework of the redemption brought about by Christ. The novelty here, he said, is that it reveals the mercy of the Lord towards the sinner. Reparation, therefore, contributes to the reconciliation of men among themselves, but also to reconciliation with God. Pope Francis went on to note that the title of the conference encourages us to hope that every wound can be healed, even if it's very deep.
La riparazione per essere cristiana.
Christian reparation, he remarked, presupposes two demanding attitudes, recognizing oneself guilty and asking for forgiveness. Indeed, any reparation begins with the recognition of one's sin. Asking for forgiveness, on the other hand, reopens a dialogue and manifests the desire to re-establish the bond in fraternal charity, while reparation guarantees the authenticity of the request for forgiveness.
Quindi, se l'irreparabile non può
In this way, if the irreparable cannot be completely repaired, love can always be reborn, making the wound bearable. Concluding, Pope Francis expressed his wish that the conference may renew and deepen the meaning of the practice of reparation to the Sacred Heart of Jesus introduced by Saint Margaret Mary, and which today is somewhat forgotten or wrongly considered obsolete. I am Lisa Zangarini.
Also on Saturday, Pope Francis thanked the Teams of Our Lady International Catholic Movement, which is dedicated to helping Christian couples, for their efforts, as he stressed that safeguarding marriage safeguards entire families, and that young couples should not be left alone, but must be bolstered by Christ, the community, and by prayer. The movement, whose origins date back to the 1930s in France, but now operates across several continents, is recognized as a private international association of the faithful. Deborah Castellano-Lubov has this report.
La famiglia cristiana sta attraversando una vera e propria tempesta culturale.
The Christian family, Pope Francis warns, is currently facing a true cultural storm, threatened and tempted on various fronts. And for this reason, he told the Teams of Our Lady International Catholic Movement for Christian married couples in the Vatican that their work to help couples is precious.
Grazie per il vostro impegno.
By accompanying couples closely so that they do not feel alone, he told them they exemplify the church going out, which draws close to people's situations and challenges. The Pope said it is a true mission today to accompany couples.
È una vera missione oggi accompagnare gli sposi.
To safeguard marriage, he said, means to safeguard an entire family. It means to save all the relationships generated by marriage, the love between spouses, between parents and children, between grandparents and grandchildren. The Pope said that for children, this is particularly important. The Holy Father went on to recognize a great urgency in the world today, namely to help young couples, especially to understand it is the Lord who gives them the strength to grow, remain united, and ultimately makes the journey possible. Pope Francis, in a special way, called on those before him to take care of newly married couples. He insisted, do not let them accumulate sufferings and wounds in the loneliness of their homes, and encouraged them to help families in their dioceses understand the importance of helping one another and building communities where Christ can dwell, especially in homes, through joyful daily prayer together.
Possiate far scoprire e riscoprire il gusto di pregare, pregare insieme a casa, con semplicità.
I'm Deborah Castellano-Lubov.
Pope Francis also welcomed pilgrims from Amsterdam at one of his Saturday morning audiences. The Netherlands capital will begin celebrating its 750th anniversary later this year, and the Pope paid tribute to the Christian contribution to the city's history and development. Thaddeus Jones tells us more.
Meeting with Dutch pilgrims visiting from Amsterdam on Saturday morning, Pope Francis observed how the city's founding and growth are tied to our faith and the Catholic Church. The city of Amsterdam will soon embark on its 750th anniversary year, starting on the 27th of October. The Pope recalled a key moment in Amsterdam's history going back to the Eucharistic miracle of 1345 that is celebrated to this day with a silent procession and adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. The Pope met with around 50 participants in the pilgrimage, representing the Catholic Foundation for the Promotion of Welfare Work in Amsterdam, the Russell family, and the Rector and Choir of St. Nicholas Basilica. Pope Francis praised the multifaceted outreach they offer in serving Amsterdam's poor, migrants, and those struggling with drug addiction by working together with the Sisters of Mother Teresa and the Sant'Egidio community, among others. The Pope said, your city is also home to many different nationalities called to live together as brothers and sisters. And he noted its churches in particular are places where people from all social and cultural backgrounds can come together. And he thanked them most heartily for their commitment to making this happen. The Pope encouraged them to continue their efforts in their magnificent city, saying that with God's blessing and inspired and sustained by the Eucharist, that they may continue to give joyful witness to faith and concrete love and care for neighbor that bears abundant fruit. In conclusion, the Pope said, I ask the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of all, to strengthen you in faith, hope, and charity. I'm Dennis Jones.
Scores of people have died and many more are missing in the heaviest and most persistent flooding in southern Brazil in decades. James Blears has the latest.
The rains started falling on Monday and have continued gathering pace and ferocity. It's expected they'll persist until at least Sunday. The epicenter of the disaster zone is the state of Rio Grande do Sul, where more than 150 communities, including cities, have been flooded and swamped. Rivers have burst their banks, and many who were not able to flee in time are trapped on rooftops. A dam serving a hydroelectric plant has partially collapsed, greatly worsening the already critical crisis. Huge areas are without clean drinking water or electricity. Governor Eduardo Liet says it's the worst disaster in their history. In some areas, the water levels are the highest since climatic records began more than 150 years ago. Civil defense is overflying the region in helicopters, and the area which is cut off has been declared a disaster zone. Many have perished, yet more are missing, and the death toll is expected to rise. Weather experts say that the El Niño phenomenon, which is principally due to man-made pollution, is a major contributory factor because it's created hemispheric and global warming, which radically, permanently, and harmfully alters weather patterns. For Vatican Radio, James Blears reporting.
In the Middle East, Egyptian TV reports that mediators and Hamas have reached an agreement on several issues regarding a potential ceasefire in Gaza. Nathan Morley has this report.
Earlier, Al Qahira News TV channel, a station based in Cairo, quoted an unnamed senior official as saying that a Hamas delegation had arrived in the city to discuss terms for a ceasefire with Israel. That delegation is currently studying the latest truce proposals and is, according to media reports, determined to secure an agreement in a way that fulfills Palestinians' demands. Egypt has reportedly cautioned Hamas of the potential acceleration of tensions in Gaza should they fail to reach an agreement. The main stumbling block appears to involve whether the truce deal would be lasting or temporary. It's been reported that William Burns, the director of the Central Intelligence Agency, or CIA, is also currently in Cairo. The visit is part of the efforts by the tripartite guarantors of the ceasefire deal, which include Egypt, the United States, and Qatar. So far, ceasefire talks have continued for months without a breakthrough. There hasn't been a pause in fighting or a release of hostages since the end of November. There have been moments in that time, though, where a new agreement has seemed imminent, but a deal has fallen apart before it could be signed. Despite all this, Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, is adamant there will be a fresh military ground operation in the city of Rafah, even if a deal is secured. Israel commenced a large-scale offensive against Hamas in Gaza to hit back against a Hamas rampage through southern Israel in October last year, during which about 1,200 people were killed and more than 200 were taken captive. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.
And finally, Stefan Boss has the latest from Ukraine, where fears of escalation continue to rise.
Drone footage suggests that Russian forces are pounding Okhretino, a village in the troubled Donetsk region of eastern Ukraine. Residents have scrambled to flee the town, which had a population of about 3,000 before the war, including a 98-year-old woman who reportedly walked almost 10 kilometers or 6 miles alone last week. The upheaval comes ahead of the expected arrival of more Western weapons. Already, Moscow claims that its forces shot down 4 U.S.-provided long-range missiles over the Crimean Peninsula, which Moscow illegally annexed from Ukraine in 2014. Elsewhere, Russia has, in recent weeks, stepped up attacks on Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city. Kiev hit back, with officials saying Saturday that a Ukrainian drone damaged telecommunications infrastructure on the outskirts of Belgorod, a Russian city some 50 kilometers or 31 miles from the Ukrainian border. While clashes escalate, Moscow has condemned the growing Western involvement as the war enters its third year. The Kremlin also said recent statements by French President Emmanuel Macron and Britain's Foreign Secretary David Cameron are dangerous and will deepen international tensions. In an interview this week, Macron repeated an earlier comment that he doesn't rule out sending troops to Ukraine. Separately, Cameron said during a visit to Kiev this week that Ukraine will be able to use British long-range weapons to strike targets inside Russia. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.
And that's all the time we have for this edition of Vatican and World News. Many thanks this afternoon to our technicians and producers in studio in the Vatican. I'm Christopher Wells.